here's a story from The World.
Afghans and human rights activists around the globe have been reacting to a shocking new report this week from the Australian government. It details atrocities committed by Australian troops in Afghanistan. Some of them are violations that U.S. forces have also been accused of. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
The crimes were first reported by Afghan journalists. Later, soldiers leaked stories to the Australian media of unarmed people killed. Researcher and Australian veteran Chris August Elliott says pressure gradually grew on the Australian government to act, both because of public outrage and because Australian officials knew if they didn't investigate, their agreement with the United Nations would require the International Criminal Court to step in.
The International Criminal Court has played a sort of interesting background role, I would say, like a hanging sword of Damocles hanging over Australia's head.
The result is a 531-page report detailing a four-year investigation. Much of it is heavily redacted. But between the thick black lines, it paints a picture of a brutal culture of violence and impunity.
I would never have conceived that an Australian would be doing this in the modern era.
In a press conference this week, General Angus Campbell, chief of the Australian Defence Force, unreservedly apologized to the Afghan people. The report found that between 2009 and 2013, 25 members of Australian Special Forces unlawfully killed 39 people. Those victims were non-combatants, including farmers and other civilians. And their deaths didn't happen in, quote, the heat of battle. They were part of Australian soldiers' initiation rituals and covered up. In some cases, weapons had been planted on victims.
And it does undermine the Defence Force's moral authority. Could I say, though, Australia's approach to dealing with this, that, I think, gives many people, and I hope many of our international counterparts, comfort that we are a nation that stands up when something's gone wrong and deals with it.
Australia has appointed a special investigator and oversight panel to prosecute those responsible.
This report is helpful to Afghan victims, but it is just a first step.
Shaharzad Akbar is chair of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission.
Nothing can make up for the loss of loved ones fully, but it's a priority to first stop any further victimization of civilians and to attend to the grievances and demands of victims.
So many steps need to come next, Akbar says. There needs to be proper outreach to victims and their families and some form of compensation.
Australia is on the right track, even if it's a bit late.
If Australia is late, the US and UK haven't even shown up. Both countries have investigated their military personnel for war crimes in Afghanistan and found evidence of abuses, but no one has been held accountable. That lack of action led the International Criminal Court to launch its own investigation. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo retaliated in September, calling the court a thoroughly broken and corrupted institution and leveling sanctions on its staff.
The United States has never ratified the Rome Statute that created the court, and we will not tolerate its illegitimate attempts to subject Americans to its jurisdiction.
Australia's actions this week have shown that if the U.S. really wants to avoid an ICC investigation, it should make genuine moves toward accountability, says Patricia Gossman, Associate Asia Director of Human Rights Watch.
So, I mean, in some ways, Australia could be really the front runner here, really send a message to everyone that was involved in this very terrible war for so long, to reckon with their own pasts.
But Gossman remains skeptical that the U.S. could be shamed into action by Australia. Despite the coming change in the White House, she says there's a lot of resistance among American officials to acknowledging possible war crimes in Afghanistan and to subjecting the U.S. to the judgment and scrutiny of other nations. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.